And Joe, what you want to talk about?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. I was interested in what you were saying about the war and everything. And I'm actually visiting here from England.
I was going to say, I detect a slight, perhaps, southern or southeastern accent, maybe.
But, southern?
No.
Gracious.
Y'all. Y'all. Yeah. Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from London.
Oh, wow. You're visiting in the United States right now.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to get your position, your impressions of both the country and also the war. Absolutely.
Okay, what would you like first? I could give you a good impression of the country.
Sure, go ahead. What have you seen, and what's your impression of us, of all us Americans here?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll start with, I went down to Memphis this weekend and had an absolutely cracking time.
Ah, is that good? Cracking is good?
Good, yeah.
Okay, good.
That goes with the people as well. They were most hospitable.
Good. Fantastic. Excellent.
Yes. Have you ever been to Memphis?
Yes, I have. I assume there's a national shrine in Memphis. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but...
would that be the national shrine to Elvis?
Yes, exactly. Graceland.
That's exactly you better... what I went to this weekend.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was superb. I think I'm the envy of most English people at the moment.
Oh, great. So Elvis is alive in England, too. Good.
Oh, believe me. He's working in the chip shop round the corner.
That's fantastic. I was a little... No, I love Graceland. It's it surprised me how small it was, actually. That was the one thing. Elvis lived fairly modestly.
It was nice to see, actually, that he didn't get carried away with his wealth.
No, not at all. Not like Michael Jackson.
Exactly. Yeah, he just enjoyed his home, and that was so refreshing to see.
Now England is the only other country. Do I say England or United Kingdom or Great Britain? I always get confused, but...
say whatever you like.
Okay, I'm going to say England because, you know, just...
I live in England, which is within the United Kingdom.
Gotcha. And that's the only other country we hear that's supporting what the U.S. is doing. So is that basically is that the popular sentiment over there? Is it similar to what you're getting in America? Or what's your thoughts? Yeah.
Well, I can only speak from my own experience. I would say that it's not the popular consensus of the United Kingdom to go to war, but Tony Blair is taking quite a hard line on this.
Why? And, what's his angle? What's he thinking?
Well, that's a good question, actually, because I would suggest he's committing political suicide for himself.
Oh, dear.
But I don't know. I would say we have no choice now. We've gone so far down the line, we've got to follow it through.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I definitely hear... You know, you go so far and then you cannot turn back. But
yeah.
That's
I think it's quite different for England though, because we've lived under terrorist threats for so long now, so we understand you know what's happened in New York.
Sure,
we sympathize with that massively.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, and we appreciate that. You I guess you lived under the Irish Republican Army terrorism for quite some time.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I mean, I work in the City of London, and we're forever under terrorist threats. So that's not unusual for us at the moment. But we can understand that it's something quite different for the United States now.
I have been to London. It's the greatest city on earth, in my opinion. So,
yeah.
But it was amazing. I remember noticing the trash cans there. And they
not denied, you see, because that's the terrorist threat. They put bombs in the letterboxes and also the trash cans.
Exactly what they told
me. I've been in America far too long. I called it a trash can. It should be a litter bin.
Oh, it's a litter bin. Okay, a litter bin. Of course. Of course.
So whereabouts in London did you go?
Oh, I saw the Globe Theater. I've seen St. Paul's. Let me see now. The British Museum, Westminster Abbey. I stayed in, oh my goodness, Bishopsgate. I was on Bishopsgate.
Really? That's incredible, because that is very close to where I work.
Absolutely. It's lovely. Lovely there.
Your accent is coming on an absolute treat.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate the call. Anytime. You have a great stay in the United States. Yeah. And we forgive you.
Oh. I don't.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Nice to speak to you. Good show.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Bob, on a cell phone, what you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, first of all, you weren't serious when you said England's the only country over in Europe that's supporting us on this war.
Well,
you're
I think
too well informed for
Spain and Bulgaria also support us.
Yeah, Romania, Czechoslovakia, all the former Eastern Bloc countries who know what it's like to live under the yoke of an oppressive dictator.
Exactly.
All of them behind us.
All them big, powerful countries that, these puny Russia and China and France and Germany guys.
Yeah, well, Germany, it's not the economy it used to be. In France, sure, and heck, ain't either. Unemployment in Germany, about 10%.
Germany certainly doesn't know what it's like to live under a dictator. They have no memory of that whatsoever, I'm sure.
You know, if I'm investing money, I'm investing it in Eastern Europe, not in Western Europe. That's where all the new ideas and all the growth is coming out of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I got some other ideas. Well, that was just an aside.
Sure.
You want to sit on to some terrorism, right? You say you think it's kind of cheap for Bush to be using this war on terrorism to go after Saddam.
I said that Saddam is not associated with the World Trade Center bombing.
Okay, well, it's pretty clear that we're fighting terrorism. We're not, Islamic fundamentalist terrorism worldwide, not just, whoever attacked the World Trade Center.
Well, there's a lot of Muslim countries. I mean, are you making war on every Muslim country then? Is that the logic of it?
I'm making war on Islamic terrorists.
Well, wouldn't Iran have as great a tie as Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Egypt?
Not Egypt. Egypt's understood. Egypt took their medicine after the Israelis beat them, and you notice they're not saying a word. Egypt understands.
But there were Egyptians aboard that. There were Egyptians on that World Trade Center bombing.
Because they're beat. They know it.
There were Egyptians on that World Trade Center bombing, right?
I'm talking about Egypt. Yeah, there were Saudi Arabians, too. Yeah. They're all going to take notice. But let me finish.
Seems
up
to me there were enough
say.
Terrorist cells in Egypt to kill a president there. Didn't they kill Sadat even?
Yeah, you better believe it. Who was it? It was some Islamic hardliners, some fundamentalists.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Yeah. So, thank I mean, it does exist argument. In all Muslim countries, right?
Now, listen to what I got to say. Okay,
go ahead.
Is Saddam paying a $25,000 bounty to all these PLO suicide bombers?
Oh, I have not. I don't. Maybe you mean the families? You mean?
Yeah, you've read that.
Even the Saudis, I've read that about. So
yes,
yeah,
okay.
I think they do give money to the families.
And all right, so there you go.
Like
there's
I say,
the
but
number two.
But again, point well made. Does Saudi Arabia not also do that? Are you in favor of going to war with Saudi Arabia too? By the same
sooner
logic,
or later, I think we will. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I'm.
A big change. You
nuke them all. What can I say?
No, I'm not saying that. You're putting words in my mouth. You can't run a country like the Saudi royal family has run, like the House of Saud and the princess, and taken all of that oil money and spend it on themselves and on exporting Islamic fundamentalism to this country, building all these mosques. How many mosques have they built in this country? 100 and some? Those people are uneducated, they're poor, they're starving, and these
I think I got your point. I mean, you're definitely following the logic where I say it has to go, which is war against virtually every Muslim country over there.
Now, listen to me.
So I think you're going where I would expect this to go.
I'm denying I said that. I got one more thing to say about Saddam.
Okay.
What about the attack he made on former President Bush in 1993? Now, he's got to pay for that. He tried to kill him. He tried to assassinate the former president of the United States and Bill Clinton. When he found out, threw a couple of missiles over there and really never did anything to him. He needs to pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I realize.
Does. Well, you want to let him off the hook for that?
Well, I wasn't a big fan of the George Bush.
By
so.
Death.
There were many times I wanted to kill the guy, too, to be honest with you. So, you know.
It's time to go get him. He's done enough. I mean, you want to excuse him. You want
especially,
to apologize for him.
If I recall, that tax bill was pretty bad at that time. But
what?
Nothing. Look, you had your chance to take out Saddam. Mr. Bush's dad is the one that left us with this mess. I don't know if you want to address that argument or not, but the time to take out Saddam, if you really wanted him, you made war against him.
You
didn't get him.
So you make one mistake, and then you never want to go back and correct
him?
Well,
I think that's what you're paying for.
We should have got him then.
And once, if you're going to have war. If you're going to have peace, have peace. I think we should have peace.
So you're saying since we didn't do it then, it's too late, and he's got a blank check to do what he wants?
No, actually, I'm saying I'm at the top of the hour. I wish we could continue the discussion, but we can't, okay? Give me a call next week. I appreciate it. Absolutely, give me a call. Appreciate it. Oh, boy, we just ran out of time. That happens very rarely, but I got a full board even, so I apologize for that. Give me a call next week, because I thought it was a very good discussion. We want to continue it for sure. This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger. 9 o'clock here. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.